The Premier, Daniel Andrews, is speaking. Here's part of what he has to say.
We've had to make very difficult decisions in relation to people that are in the New South Wales red zone. That's why we've put in place a permit system. And if anyone needed any proof of how important a permit system is, then no, if it had been just a few days later, the Queensland example, the Brisbane Hotel quarantine example, permits would have made the job of contact tracers last night and indeed today much easier, because we would have permits for all of those people. Some of them had in fact returned home before there was a classification in Brisbane and before, of course, we'd rolled out our permit system. To get to this 8 days in a row of zero is no small thing, and it's a credit to all of our public health team and a credit to all Victorians who've played their part in doing so. However, with those 8 days, and with some the sort of stability in our numbers that we want to see, I can confirm that on Monday, private sector businesses will be able to go to 50% working from the office, and public sector will go to 25%. As you know, we have kept the public sector back a bit to enable greater capacity in the private sector. This is really important. It won't mean every worker, obviously it's 50%, but it's a positive step forward. I think pausing for the week was the right choice to make, given there was some uncertainty. But now 8 days of zero means we can make that announcement. That gives some notice. I'm sure people would always like more notice rather than less. But that decision was only made this morning by our public health team. So I can confirm that. I can also confirm that we will revert back to mask wearing protocols that again from 11:59 p.m. this Sunday the 17th, so from Monday the 18th, we'll revert back to the Christmas mask settings. So everyone would remember, because people have been very compliant and been doing a great job, we moved from not just shopping centres, supermarkets, public transport, those sorts of environments where you would wear a mask or where you couldn't maintain 1.5 metres. We moved to all indoor settings. We will go back to just those higher risk settings, if you like. So if you're going to Chadstone, if you're going to Coles, Woolworths, Aldi, those sorts of settings, the people are very well aware of the basically the Christmas settings rather than the New Year settings. There'll be advice on our website just to reconfirm and update everybody in case they need any guidance. But we know that masks have been a very important insurance policy. When you think about a person who we believe was infectious or may well have contracted the virus, it's uncertain, that's the nature of a mystery case. But there are many different examples. Out Boxing Day sales, out and about, moving throughout the community, in large areas, areas where large numbers of people gather, people that are not necessarily known to you. Masks do serve a very important purpose, and that is to that extra layer, that extra level of protection against transmitting.
All right, okay, that's where we'll leave it. I think we all know about masks by now and what they can and can't necessarily do. So the good news is that from 11:59 on Sunday, the mask rules will return to the same as they were at Christmas, which means basically mandatory only on domestic flights, airports, hospitals, public transport, supermarkets and shopping centres. So in terms of being in the workplace, no, but that won't come into effect until 11:59 on Sunday. I'm not sure, we can just flick the switch and make it today, really. Also on Monday, the private sector will return to 50% from the office, the public sector to 25%. So great news all around, but there's still this level of reluctance, and feel free to share your reluctance with us. 96900 693 13 13 32. You've sort of developed this work pattern now over the past, what, nearly a year, whereby you can actually work from home, and you're finding that it is suiting your lifestyle, whether that be juggling the kids, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, or not having to put up with, you know, more than an hour sitting in, you know, traffic on the Monash Freeway or the Eastern Freeway or the Geelong Road or whatever. It's working. But public transport is the worry. We spoke to the Australian Workers Union there a little earlier on, and there's still a huge reluctance of people to jump on a tram or jump on a train. So it's going to take a long, long time before we get back to what the situation was prior to COVID. But feel free to share your concerns. 96900 693 13 13 32. We'll get to those calls a little later on.